I'm Scott Slade. Here's the latest from Jamie Dupree in Washington.
With last night's debate finished, now the clock really starts moving in the Democratic race for president, as South Carolina will vote on Saturday, with Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders seemingly the top two here in the Palmetto State. Then next Tuesday is Super Tuesday, with 14 different states holding primaries for president. As you look at the map right now, I would only give three candidates a chance to win states next week, and that would probably be Sanders, Biden, and Michael Bloomberg. Bloomberg is not even on the ballot here in South Carolina, as he will be making campaign stops later this week in Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Tennessee. Biden, meanwhile, really needs to win in South Carolina on Saturday, as Sanders is most definitely the front runner.
Jamie Dupree 2.0.
Bernie Sanders certainly took a lot of flack at last night's debate in South Carolina on a variety of subjects, but it did not seem like the Vermont senator was put into any dire situation by his performance. There were several interesting interactions with the crowd, like when Sanders pushed back at one point against Mike Bloomberg, and he heard some booing and jeering, as the same thing happened later when he talked about Cuba and Fidel Castro. Frankly, I thought that Pete Buttigieg may have landed the hardest punches on Sanders, one time by directly saying that Sanders would lose to President Trump and endanger Democratic Party control of the U.S. House.
Jamie Dupree 2.0.
Maybe the most interesting piece of debate strategy last night in South Carolina came from Elizabeth Warren, who almost seemed like she spent more time going after Michael Bloomberg than talking about why she wanted to be president. By contrast, Warren barely laid a glove on front-runner Bernie Sanders, as one could be forgiven if you felt like Warren was basically running interference for the Vermont senator. The only fallacy in that thought is that Sanders is really going for the jugular in Warren's home state of Massachusetts, as Sanders is going to hold a series of campaign rallies on Friday and Saturday there just before Super Tuesday. It raises the question of whether Warren may have trouble winning her home state, let alone any others.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.